Keelan, I suppose we're here at a launch. There's always a bit of excitement, but probably excitement on the training camp as well, looking forward to the championship about to start.
Yeah, looking forward to it now. It's going to be on us very quick. Like, it's already Wednesday, so you've only had a week and a couple of days, and then you're straight into it. So yeah, a quick turnaround, but look, we're really looking forward to it, to getting out and getting the summer started.
So much talk about the league and teams going for it and teams using it on different angles and different viewpoints. Your only campaign, you know, we kept in the division. Happy with that, or kind of a mixed bag? What's the general consensus there?
Probably a bit of a mixed bag. I think the way we performed throughout the league, I think, was at, to a decent level. Like, we were probably happy enough that we were probably safe after three or four games, but probably not so happy that we didn't get into that promotion race coming into the last two games. So a kind of a mixed bag, but look, we'll take the learnings from the league and try and put it to use going forward into the championship.
And speaking of promotion, Leitrim, who'll be playing, they're going to be full of beans going to Croke Park. Got a promotion, pretty much, you say, in a level playing field now in the football standings.
Yeah, very much so. They're kind of in the position we were last year leading into the championship. As I said, hopefully they get over the line and bring back a bit of silverware to Leitrim. Our own club man is involved there, so we'll be wishing him the best of luck this weekend, but maybe not so much next weekend. So, but yeah, look, they're in a good space. Obviously, we have a bit of homework to do on them this week now leading into the championship, but yeah, it'll be down to the wire when it does come to game time. There's never really much between the two of us. I think it's been a point the last two times. I think even one of them went to penalties. So, yeah, we'll be looking forward to another good crowd in Park Sean and another right good battle.
Yeah, of course, they're going to delay the getting the pitch getting laid. They want the big crowd there. You'll bring a big crowd as well. It's really what championship is all about, that kind of local derby, local rivalry. You talked about your club mate being involved in as well. It has a bit of everything there, really.
Yeah, that's it. And look, I think the way the games have gone the last few years, they've probably been very entertaining for the spectator, probably not so much for the lads on the pitch, but yeah, look, that's what summer football is all about and championships is all about, is that rivalry there and the competitive nature between two counties that probably know each other very well. So look, we're really looking forward to it and just can't wait for the week to get round and get going at it.
It's a bit, I suppose, every football player will say next game, but there is a huge, we're biased, we're from Galway, we're looking on, if we can get over London, it's the two teams will meet then as well. Is that something that's in your horizon? You got to the Connacht final last year. Is that an ambition again, or have you kind of targets set out?
Well, I suppose the ambition is to make a Connacht final again. But look, there's obviously two major tests, one in Leitrim and then one either in London or Galway. But I think Connacht is a funny sort of province where on a given day anyone could beat anyone. So yeah, that'll be our target for this year. But it's going to be one game at a time. I think that's the way we've approached, especially the league this year, and it's going to be the same going into the championship. We'll be taking no one for granted, and be a lot of homework done and due diligence, as they say. So we'll not be taking anyone for granted.
I suppose the one thing you have is real momentum in Sligo in football and circles. Thinking back to Tuam Stadium last year, you got that late win in the under 20 game, all the underage success as well. That has to give a big bounce to you all.
Yeah, it's great to get that success, and it's great to have them lads now feeding into the senior squad and putting a lot of lads under pressure, for want of a better word. But yeah, look, they're bringing a different dynamic to the squad, and they're bringing learnings for the likes of myself and a few older lads that have been there a while. And I think it's good that there's that new blood coming through, and they've that hunger to succeed again. I think it's manifesting itself in to the whole squad, and hopefully we can do something similar ourselves in the year coming forward.